What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the king of Latin pop, my man Ricky Martin. Good to see you, brother. How are you?
How am I? That's a good question. Let me see. we all need a second to really answer that question. It's interesting. It's been great. I'm doing fantastic, Mario. How have you been?
I'm good, man. You look great as always. Now, it's funny because last time I saw you, we saw each other, you and Enrique Iglesias. We were talking about this incredible tour that was about to kick off, and it was just an awesome day. And then it seems like moments later the pandemic hit, right?
It really is incredible. From that press conference, I was supposed to go to Mexico. I had a tour that I was supposed to go right before we started this lockdown. But you know what? It's been really intense. Obviously, the world, the cosmos, God is telling us we can't make any plans for now. But I think that the live experience, it's a cultural event that we have to protect and we have to defend. So to be honest, we have not canceled the tour. I don't think it's going to be in September, but we'll see. We're going by what the industry is planning.
Sure.
One day at a time. But it's not the same, right?
Yeah, we'll just put a little pause on it, but I'm sure it'll happen. It's just a matter of, just scheduling the right date when everyone feels a little comfortable.
We got to press pause and then we press play.
There you go. Exactly. Old school. One of the things that I guess is a positive that I've tried to find during this pandemic, and I'm sure you'll agree because you're a big family guy, is all the time we've gotten to spend with family, right? And our kids and kind of just being still with them. It's got to be, that's kind of special in being one place, right?
You know, it's been do you hear me?
I could hear you great.
Oh, okay. All right. So Mario, yes. Well, you know that my kids were born on the road. They've been, since they were born, pretty much their passport is filled with stamps.
Yeah, they probably have most 35-year-old people.
frequent flyer miles.
Yeah. So is this the longest they've stayed still?
It's our reality, right? And this is my life. They were born into this. My kids always used to ask me, Dad, it's been 10 days and we're in the same city. What are we doing next?
Yeah.
So they're used to being on the road. I am their stability, but this time to be in the house, locked in, it's been very interesting, very beautiful. I ask them every day, how are you feeling today? And if they ask me good, I say, good is not a feeling. Let's try it again. What I'm trying to say with this is that we've been really pointing out the emotions that they're going through. Let's talk about mental health. It's been something very important that we all need to address. It's kind of scary to talk about. But after what we're going through, it's very, very important that at least for kids, we can, we ask them.
Yes, no.
About their emotions, about their feelings. And in that, we're doing great.
incredibly healthy to constantly communicate. That's so smart. And I read somewhere, is this true? You haven't been working out at all? You took a little break? What's up with that?
Mario, I went to the gym for the first time today since we started lockdown.
Is that right? How did you not get fat?
You know, I lose weight when I don't go to the studio. I'm lucky like that. I lose weight. So I need to go to the studio to gain weight. And but I've been locked in the studio, Mario. I didn't know what to do. I thought I was going to go crazy in the beginning of this lockdown.
Yeah.
But when I just, you know, put my feet on the ground again, I just started working. This is my medicine. I am lucky enough that I have music to create this cathartic process that at least I needed physically, mentally, spiritually. And then Pausa showed up. My music, it's what I'm presenting at the moment. It's about all these emotions. It's about all these feelings of uncertainty, of I don't know what's going to happen. And
right.
While I was in this process, I reached out to some of my friends and I said, hey, Sting, for example, how are you doing? Are you okay? He goes, oh, I don't think this is crazy. And I'm like, let's do music. If we have music to let go of all these feelings, why don't we use it? Let's take advantage of this. And this is my album. I am so happy, man.
That's
I'm so happy.
Well, no, that's a beautiful outlet to have right now, and to be able to have the opportunity to just kind of sit and focus on that. And let's talk about the new EP, Pausa, as you mentioned, is the name of it. You got some great collabs on there, including Sting, like you just mentioned. Have you been friends? How did you two come to work together?
Well, we've worked I've been on stage with him many times, and I love Trudy, his wife, super amazing friends, and I had no idea who I was going to be collaborating with before the lockdown. Diego was one of those amazing artists that I've always admired, and he is part of this. Bad Bunny is part of this album. Sting is part of this album. Nice. Just because these are people that I respect. I've been doing this for many years, Mario, but I know nothing. I want to walk into a studio thinking I know nothing, and I am open to all these instincts that all this amazing artists that I've always respected and admired. And maybe that young generation of artists that are coming, they're so in touch with what needs to be said and what people want to hear. And I learn from the new generation, and I love it.
See, I love it that you never stop learning and being in the business so long as you have, and being so open-minded to and collaborate not just with legends, but also with upcoming talent too. That's how you continue to grow just as an individual. That's awesome to hear, man.
If you think you know it all, you lost.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're exactly right. And Ricky, you decided to release this as two EPs instead of a full album. What was the reason for that?
So this album was going to be called Movement. It was going to be called Movimiento. The tour that I was doing in Latin America was also called Movement. Obviously, that's not where I'm at. It's not where I'm at. I needed to work on to be a little bit more introspective. I needed to present mid-tempos and ballads because, you know, my rhythms, African rhythms blend in with Caribbean rhythms and all that fusion that I create. It was not appropriate at this time. So I decided to divide the album in two volumes. This one that I'm presenting at the moment is just very introspective ballads, slow songs. And the next one is called Play. I don't know what's going to happen, but I feel the party.
Yeah, with that title.
It's going to be interesting. And once again, I'm going to Africa. I'm going to the Caribbean. I am exploiting the fusion that I grew up with. And I'm going to take it everywhere, hopefully. That's the idea.
That's awesome.
Get ready to dance.
Man, you do like to travel. Racking up those miles right there.
I don't know how to stay still.
Yeah. That energy. It's awesome. I'm assuming on the new one, there's going to be more collabs too. Anything you can tease us with?
But to be quite honest, the most of the collaborations of Pausa, I had no idea I was going to. Let's start again. I have no idea who I'm going to be collaborating with for the next album, but because the creative process, it's not over till it's over.
Right.
And I'll be reaching out. I've just realized that I don't lose anything. I don't lose an arm for asking for help and music. And quite the contrary, every time I ask, nothing but good things happen. So let's see what we come up with. But it's going to be crazy dancing.
Oh man, I'm sure it's going to be an honor for them to work with you. That's going to be cool. So Ricky, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot real quick. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay. Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
I haven't watched any shows.
So you haven't really watched any TV during this time?
Mario, I've been locked in my house, locked in my studio. I haven't. I watch news a little bit, because it gets crazy.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah, that counts. Okay. You stayed up to date. That's all right. Nickname growing up.
Kiki. K-I-K-I.
Oh.
But you know why I became Ricky, right?
Why? Because usually the Kikis are Enrique, right? Are you Enrique?
I am Enrique.
You are Enrique. I always thought you were Ricardo. You're actually Enrique.
Great-grandfather, my grandfather, my father, and I were Enrique.
And that's why.
For Enrique is Kike, right?
Yeah.
But in some countries of Asia, apparently, Kike means vagina. So it was not an.
I'm gonna tell my friends named Kike that. How did I know all these years? I thought you were a Ricardo for some reason, and you're an Enrique. Okay. I learned something today. All right. Go to late night snack.
Peanut butter and jelly like crazy. I'm obsessed with peanut butter and jelly these days. Yeah. I don't know why.
Really?
All right. Can I jump in here? Because Mario has never eaten. He doesn't eat peanut butter and jelly.
No, I had it before.
He just will not eat it.
No, Ricky, did you have it like in Puerto Rico?
What alien are you?
No, I didn't have it until I was an adult. Did you have? Did your mom make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches as a kid?
Yeah.
Mine did. Maybe it's a Mexicano. Mine didn't. They'd make like little quesadillas as a snack. They're Puerto Rican.
It's not a Puerto Rican thing, but peanut butter is there. Yeah. We grew up with peanut butter.
Okay.
Mario's been deprived.
I've been deprived, apparently. I'm trying to catch up. All right, last one, Ricky.
Tacos and those tortas that you had, I'm sure.
Exactly. A lot of tortas and tacos.
Go to where you are.
Your favorite part of quarantine?
It has gotten cozy to be able to go around the world promoting my album, sitting in this couch in the comfort of my house. It's gotten very cozy. I'm really enjoying this. I do need to go out. I love hugging people. I need to shake hands. I need to all that, although that is part of the pre-corona attitude.
No, but I'm the same way. I love hugging and touch. You know what I mean? We're very physical people. You know, I'm still going to hug you when I see you.
Of course, man. I'll bring my exam.
I already got one too. Well, meanwhile, my friend, listen to Pausa on iHeartRadio, wherever you find music. Ricky, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for checking in.
Thank you so much. Much love and light to you and your family, brother.
You too, brother. Gracias. Nos vemos.
On with Mario Lopez.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.